Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kelly Barner, editor at Byers Meeting Point, and the Business Survey Chair for the ISM New York Report on Business. The ISM New York Report, which was first run in 1917, is a highly regarded indicator of business conditions in the New York metro area, including a six-month outlook, employment index, and current and expected revenues. Each month, ISM member companies in the New York metro area respond to a series of questions designed to assess their current and future outlook on a number of economic indicators, including business conditions, employment, revenues, prices paid, and volume of purchases. As the business survey chair, I take those responses, seasonally adjust them as necessary, and then provide the results in a straightforward and time-tested approach. The September ISM New York Report on Business was released on October 2nd at 9:45 a.m. Eastern, and is available for download on the ISM New York website. I will include a link to it on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. Based on the findings of this month's report, I'm going to start by running through the majority of the indices quickly before moving to focus on one with the most significant change, and that's employment. So a quick rundown on the other report indices. New York City business activity largely held steady from August to September. Current business conditions came in at 49.6 in September, hovering just below the break-even point of 50 and slightly higher than the 47.5 seen in August. The six-month outlook fell from 65.5 in August to 59.6 in September, but it remained squarely in growth territory. Quantity of purchases came in at 47.1 in September, marginally higher than in August. News for the top line and forward guidance was mixed but minor. Current revenue was at 51.6 in September, minor but positive change from August. Expected revenues fell just 0.04 of a point to 56.7 in September. Cost pressures were also neutral. Prices paid stayed flat at 60.3 for the second month in a row. Now, as I alluded to earlier, this month's major finding relates to employment, which is one of our seasonally adjusted indexes. And that dropped to 33.9 in September, a marked decrease from the 54.9 seen in August. 81% of the respondents reported that there would be no change in the number of jobs in their organization or that there would be a decrease in jobs. One side detail to offer up about this month's report is that there were more responses than usual, perhaps because ISM New York's member companies are concerned about employment and had something to report. There are two things to point out about this drop in employment. The first is that these numbers are for the New York metro area only versus being national. The other is that business in the New York metro area is particularly labor intensive. In another 80-20 split, 80% of the companies reporting this month are in service industries. Now, the next news we'll receive on jobs, nationally speaking at least, will come from the ISM National Non-Manufacturing Report on Business, which comes out on October 5th, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics jobs report 2 days later on October 7th. Please feel free to share your comments, thoughts, and feedback on this information, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information. I will put a link to the September ISM New York report on business on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. Remember to check back in with me on November 2nd for the release of the October report. I, for one, will be watching very closely to see what happens with the employment numbers. Once again, thank you for joining me. Have a great rest of your day.